10th and last parak of Shviyas. Previous program we're learning about halachas of the process of Shviyas. Now we're starting the parak that discusses Shmitas Ksofim. It has nothing to do with the fruit, it has to do with halacha, that the way we paskin at the end of the Shmita year, all loans that a person was owed to, he cannot collect anymore. This applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. We will see later in the parak about the takana prusbo, so that a person would be able to collect his loans. The mitzvah ikir adin of hilchos shviyas, any loans that any money that was owed to a person as a loan, he cannot collect after the end of shviyas. The shviyas meshametz is a milza. Now, the only thing that shmita causes, removes the ability to collect a loan is by a loan, something called a milza. That the shtar, the shalom shtar, whether there was a IOU note written on this loan or it was just made with understanding that he'll pay back without being written. All these cases when he got a loan could be either he got money to pay back the money, or it could be even he got a commodity to pay back the commodity. He got eggs to pay back eggs. But if you owed money to a store, you went to a store and you didn't have money to pay, and they said, don't worry, you can pay it later. So since that's not a loan, you're paying money in exchange for goods, you're not giving back the same thing that you received, that is considered a sale, and is not included in the din of Hashmatas Chayvus. And one would have to pay it back, even though Shmita passed by. Imosa Milva, Reza Meshamet. Also, milza is a different way than the Rishonim had transformed this into the milza, but we will say one shot is that if he made a cheshvan of how much he owes, sum total of what he owes, and then he says that now you should know that this is the amount you owe me, so basically transformed it from just being a direct exchange for the goods to I made a cheshvan how much you owe me, and now that's like a loan. I'm loaning you that amount of money that you owe me that you don't have to pay me today, you can pay later. And therefore, it is Meshamet to be treated as a loan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishayna Meshamet. Yeah. He says that if you buy something from the store without paying, and then you buy another thing from the store without paying, so he says that when you buy the second thing, we look at the first thing as being transformed into a loan automatically, even though he didn't make a reckoning of how much he owes sum total. Yeah, that's really his opinion. We don't pass him like we pass him that even if you have a lot of things on credit, as long as the one who gave you the credit didn't make a sum total judgment of all of them together and say, this is the amount you owe me, I want you to pay me back, and if not, then I'll just make it as a loan for delayed payment, then Shmita would be Meshamet. Shmita in Meshamet. If a person works for somebody else and he has to get wages in exchange for his work, also it's not Meshamet. And so Milva raises Meshamet is the same idea, that if they make a reckoning of all the money that he's owed and he says, I really want to be paid up now, but I'll let you delay the payment, that's considered that he's being mauled to the choiv that he got, and then Shmita would render this choiv not collectible. Rabbi Yosi says any type of work which you're not allowed to do on Shmita, like plowing the ground, when Shmita comes, it's automatically converted into a loan. But if it's being paid for some other type of work, which he's a watchman, which he can do on Shmita also, then we don't say it's automatically converted into a loan unless you convert it into a loan. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yosi. So basically, money that is owed in exchange for goods or services, Shmita is not Meshamet unless it was converted into a loan, and then Shmita will be Meshamet.